sits out on the streets. Yeah, we're coming out. When you're in bed, it's so wonderful. It'd be so nice to fall in love. When you get dressed, I really get my fill. People say that it's impossible. Gowns lovely, made out of lace. And all the things that you do to your face. You're a slick little girl. Oh, you're a slick little girl. Eyeliner whiter than color the eyes. Yellow and green, ooh, what a surprise. You're a slick little girl. Oh, you're such a slick little girl. Now we're coming out, out of our closets, out on the streets. Yes, we're coming out. Yeah, we're coming out. Yeah, we're coming out.
All right, and that's Makeup from Transformer, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And so as you probably have noticed, we're alternating between other songs that I think fit in with the Lou Reed, early 70s era Lou Reed, and stuff from Transformer. So we had Makeup, and before that, New York Dolls, The Personality Crisis from Too Much Too Soon. Then we had another track from Transformer that would be Hanging Around. Prior to that, Of Montreal with She's a Rejector, a great track from Hissing Fauna, Are You the Destroyer? And we started things off with Perfect Day from Transformer. So, I mean, it's obviously the makeup, not that many songs played on 1,000 Points of Light that feature a tuba prominently, and that's one of them. And of course, the point of that, really, at least what I get out of it, if you take it as a straight ahead interpretation, it's a kind of like a mantra for the gay scene in New York City, because that's where Lou Reed was from and where he created the album. But that's sort of like a straight ahead thing, a sort of a tome on gay and transgender lives in the early 70s in New York City. And then we had Hanging Around, which is kind of more like showing the courage of Lou Reed as an artist, kind of branching out into other areas and saying, well, what you're doing now is so passe, you're still hanging around with that older stuff, and I've sort of moved on to something new already. So that's sort of playing back from his artist background, from being a part of the Andy Warhol scene in the early 70s. And so that's sort of, it kind of, for me, the record kind of moved around in those directions, from the sexual liberation to the creative license he was taking with, not just with pop music, but with his sound, and working closely with Mick Rock and creating the record, and it was Mick Rock who produced it. So there's a lot going on, and it's something that stands the test of time, and so that's why we have read the book in the 33 and 3rd series devoted to Transformer, written by Ezra Furman. And we're moving on next. It's kind of oversimplifying it to say that Transformer was a glam rock record, but some of the sounds cannot be denied. And so we will be playing from T-Rex, Mark Bolan. This is going to be Cosmic Dancer from Electric Warrior, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
I was dancing when I was 12. I was dancing when I was 12. I was dancing when I was out. I was dancing when I was out. I danced myself right out the womb. I danced myself right out the womb. Is it strange to dance so soon? I danced myself right out the womb. dancing when I was 8. I was dancing when I was 8. Is it strange to dance so late? Is it strange to dance so late? Myself into the tomb. Is it strange to dance so soon? I dance myself into the tomb. Is it too wrong to understand the fear that dwells inside a man? What's it like to be alone? I like a need to a balloon. Oh, 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 oh. I dance myself out of the womb. I dance myself out of the womb. I dance myself into the tomb, and then again once more. I dance myself out of the womb. I dance myself out of the womb. Is it strange to dance so soon? Dance myself out of the womb.
Thank you. known man when I was a young man in high school. You believe it or not, I wanted to play football for the coach. And all those older guys, they said that he was mean and cruel, but you know, I wanted to play football for the coach. I said I was a little too lightweight to play linebacker, so that I'm playing right in. Want to play football for the coach. Cause you know someday, man, you gotta stand up straight, unless you're gonna fall. Then you're gonna die. And the straightest dude I ever knew was standing right by me all the time. So I had to play football for the coach. Man, I wanted to play football for the coach. When you're all alone and lonely,
now, glory of love. the glory of love, the glory of love might see all through.
Satellite of Love from Lou Reed off of Transformer, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And that's, of course, David Bowie in the background doing backup vocals. I think I may have said the album was produced by Mick Rock. Mick Rock was a photographer. Mick Ronson was the artist who was in The Spiders from Mars, David Bowie's band, and he actually produced Transformer. So we want to clarify that here in 1,000 Points of Light. Before that, we had Coney Island Baby, the epic track from the album of the same name. And then we had Magan Wheel from Transformer. And it was T-Rex's Cosmic Dancer starting things off from Electric Warrior, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And this is our show devoted to the great record Transformer. I read the book, that was a few weeks ago now, but there was one story that really stuck with me. And it stuck with me about Lou Reed was that right when the Velvet Underground wrapped up, right when they concluded, when John Cale was already gone, I think Doug Yule was even out of the band, and Lou Reed decided he'd had enough. So what he did is that he played one final gig, I think it was at Max's Kansas City, and he had asked his parents to come and to either to come and see the show or whatever. And so essentially what happened is that the gig was over. He packed up his stuff, got in the car, and drove home with them to Long Island, like sitting in the back seat. Now here he is after like 6 years of being in the cutting edge of the art scene with Andy Warhol, probably the most avant-garde, most well-known, coolest artist on the entire planet, certainly the entire country, part of his retinue. And then he gets in the car with his parents, drives home, and he gives up on that rock and roll lifestyle completely. He actually gets a job working for his father, who's an accountant, and he's like a bookkeeper. He's essentially a bookkeeper for like a few months. He meets a woman, mind you. Now here's like this record Transformer that has not yet been recorded or released, so that's still in the yet to come. But he meets a woman, they get together. They date. I can't remember if they actually got married, but they're date. They're together in Item, and he is becomes like the self-loathing person. He's not happy with what he's done with his choices, and he actually beats her. So he becomes like very abusive towards her, which is amazing. You wouldn't expect somebody who's an artist to have that kind of a sensibility, or maybe I'm just overgeneralizing. But anyway, this is part of the story that's included in this 33 and a third series devoted to Transformer. It's a fascinating story. And eventually he breaks up with a woman, and he moves back to New York, and then he hooks up with other artists, and he makes makes his first solo record, and then that becomes, and then he goes down, and he hooks up with Mick Ronson, and they make, with Bowie, Transformer. So it's just sort of like a little interesting pocket of his life that you wouldn't expect to have happen. The whole, like, driving home with your parents in the car thing, that just blows my mind. And then he leads this very straight lifestyle, and sort of comes apart at the seams before he rights the ship and realizes who he really is. I guess that's part of the self-discovery. But at the time, he felt like this is the thing to do. He leaves the scene, he's done. And he moves on, he goes home, and he lives in Long Island with his parents. It's amazing. Anyway, all right, let's move on. Up next, speaking of the Velvet Underground, let's hear something from them. I'll play something from the very late period. This is going to be Lisa Says, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Lisa says that it's all right when she meets me alone at night. Lisa says that she has her fun and she'll do it with just about. Looking for a pause.
was sleeping, gently napping, when I heard the phone. Who is on the other end talking? Am I even home? Did you see what she did to him? Did you hear what they said? Just a New York conversation rattling in my head. Oh my, and what shall we wear? Oh my, and who really cares? Just a New York conversation, gossip all of the time. Did you hear who did what to whom? Happens all the time. Who has touched and who has dabbled here in the city of shows? Openings, closings, bed repartee, everybody knows. Oh, how sad, and why do we call? Oh, I'm glad to hear from you all. I am calling, yes, I'm calling, just to speak to you. For I know this night will kill me if I can't be with you. If I can't be with you.
shiver and I used to talk. Then we went down to Times Square, and ever since I've been hanging around there. I do what I want and I want what I see. Could only happen to me.
That's Lou Reed with I'm So Free from Transformer, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And before that, we had Black Magic from Jarvis Cocker off the Jarvis record on the Rough Trade label. Lou Reed before that with New York Telephone Conversation, just a silly song, silly little song from Transformer. We started things off with the Velvet Underground's Lisa Says from VU, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. This is our show devoted to Transformer, this a milestone record in the life of Lou Reed, really in the life of rock and roll, if you ask me. And you know, what's funny is that I caught a bit of Almost Famous, the movie Almost Famous, and there was a part with Philip Seymour Hoffman playing Lester Bangs. And of course, back in the day in the 70s, Lester Bangs and Lou Reed used to go at it nonstop, constantly at each other. In the interviews that Lou Reed did with Lester Bangs, they were very confrontational. And in the movie Almost Famous, the character of what was his name? The boy's character says, you know, when he's talking with Lester Bangs about Lou Reed, he says, you know, Lou Reed should not focus so much on being like Bowie. He's trying to be too much like Bowie. He should just be himself. And I thought that was a very nice snippet summing up where Lou Reed was at, and certainly where a lot of critics were thinking. But of course, the record was enormously popular and huge. Made Lou Reed an international star, sort of cemented his reputation in rock. Up next, one of the many artists who was influenced by Lou Reed and who maybe fits into this gender-bending, very androgynous approach to rock music. We're going to hear from Placebo, kind of a random 90s alternative band, but I like this track. We're going to hear Pure Morning, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Which makes us blessed and makes for stormy weather. A friend in need's a friend indeed. My Japanese is better, and when she's pressed she will undress, and then she's boxing clever. A friend in need's a friend indeed. A friend who bleeds is better.
A friend in need, a friend indeed. A friend who'll tease is better. Our thoughts compressed, which makes us blessed and makes for stormy weather. A friend in need, a friend indeed. A friend who bleeds is better. My friend confessed she passed the test and we will never sever.
To say goodbye. Let me tell you now, good night, ladies. Ladies, good night. It's time to say goodbye. Now all night long, you've been drinking your tequila. But now you've sucked your lemon peel dry. So why not get high and good night, ladies. Ladies, good night. Good night, ladies. All ladies, good night. It's time to say goodbye. Good night, sweet ladies. All ladies, good night. It's time to say goodbye. Bye-bye. Oh, we've been together for the longest time. But now it's time to get high. Come on, let's get high and good night, ladies. Ladies, good night. Oh, I'm still missing my other half. Oh, it must be something I did in the past. Don't it just make you wanna laugh? It's a lonely Saturday night. Oh, nobody calls me on the telephone. I put another record on my stereo. but I'm still singing a song of you. It's a lonely Saturday night. Now if I was an actor or a dancer who was glamorous, then you know an amorous life would soon be mine. But now the tinsel light of starbreak is all that's left to applaud my heartbreak. And at 11 o'clock I watch the network news. Oh, whoa, whoa. Something tells me that you're really gone. You said we could be friends, but that's not what I want. Ah, anyway, my TV dinner's almost done. It's a lonely Saturday night. I mean to tell you, it's a lonely Saturday night. One more once, it's a lonely Saturday night.
Jesus died for somebody's sins, but not mine. Milton, pot of thieves, wild cord up my sleeve. Thick, heart of stone, my sins my own, they belong to me, me. People say beware, but I don't care. The words are just rules and regulations to me, me.
I'm of the guy I am. They'll recognize just what I stand for and what I just can't stand. They'll perceive what I believe in and what I know is true. That's just great, trying to find the inner you. People depend on family and friends and other folks to pull them through. I don't know why I'm a one-man guy, why I'm a one-man show. But these 3 cubic feet of bone and blood and meat are all I love and know. 'Cause I'm a one-man guy in the morning, same in the afternoon. One-man guy when the sun goes down, I whistle me a one-man tune. Myself and eat solo every night. Unplug the phone, sleep alone, stay way out of sight.
All right, underneath it's Rufus Wainwright with the One Man Guy from the Poses record. Before that, Patti Smith with Gloria from Horses. And Lou Reed prior to that with Goodnight Ladies, the last track on Transformer. But I wanted the last track to be Walk on the Wild Side because it's the single that made or remade his career from just a member of the Andy Warhol group to or the Andy Warhol scene to being a member of the Velvet Underground to just being Lou Reed as an artist. And so that's why we're having that as the last track of the evening here. This has been our show devoted to Transformer, a great record from Lou Reed. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. I will see you next week here on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
From Miami, FLA, hitchhiked away across USA. Plucked her eyebrows on the way, shaved her legs, and then he was a she. She says, "Hey babe, take a walk on the wild side." Said, "Hey honey, take a walk on the wild side." On the island, in the back room, she was everybody's darling. But she never lost her head, even when she was given head. She says, "Hey babe, take a walk on the wild side." Said, "Hey babe, take a walk on the wild side." And the colored girls go do 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 do. Little Joe never once gave it away. Everybody had to pay and pay. A hustle here and a hustle there. New York City is the place where they said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey Joe, take a walk on the wild side. Sugar Plum Fairy came and hit the streets, looking for soul food and a place to eat. Went to the Apollo, you should have seen him go, go, go. They said, hey sugar, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. All right. Ha. Jackie is just speeding away. Thought she was James Dean for a day. Then I guess she had to crash. Valium would have helped that patch. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls say, doo 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 doo. Thank you.